Hey, we can start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Biggie Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are going on this Friday night one-on-one with George Vesey. He is well-known. He's a best-selling author, New York Times columnist, and of course released his book last year, Eight World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and Dark Side of Soccer. And we're so glad to have him with us here in hour number two. Just give us a quick hit. I mean, how has the book been received since we've...
Well, the book did very well last year for reviews, for attention. I was all over the place. And one of the things I mentioned in my preface from last year was how thrilled I was to plug into the radio and TV, what you call local or regional people. And 10, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have gotten the expertise. Now I was calling, you know, Pittsburgh. I talk about calling up to South Dakota somewhere, you know, the Southwest, the Southeast. People are asking questions, which tells they've been watching the World Cup, paying some attention. It's a different United States in relationship to soccer. So that was one of the things I learned last year.
Okay, so let's get back to talking about the FIFA scandal. Who should, as you said, remind the listeners, I mean, who do you think should take Blatter's place?
Very hard to say. There's Prince Ali of Jordan, who's a very worldly, modern person, educated. He's been outside the country. I think that he could take it over. He was the candidate who ran against Blatter last week, and he certainly is the leading candidate going on. I do mention on my website now Sunil Gulati, who's the American, who's of Indian descent, but he grew up in the United States, and he's as American. I say he's American as apple pie or vegetarian samosa. But the point is that he's very capable. He's been in soccer all his life as an adult. He's a referee official. He certainly could, but I don't think it's going to help to be an insider or an American in the foreseeable future.
Well, George, okay, now I watched the live television coverage of the election that was taking place last week. So what was the motivation there? I mean, why did Prince Ali, why did he withdraw?
He withdrew because he knew that the first round was, you had to have a certain majority, and I forget what it was, two-thirds or something like that. And he didn't get, Blatter did not get that. Ali kept him from getting it. But the second round was straight majority. You know, one vote margin would win. And he knew that he wasn't going to win. And I think it was an act of statesmanship on his part. I mean, nobody, whether a prince or just an ordinary politician, wants to go into something knowing that you're just going to waste a couple of hours and get knocked off by, you know, 50 votes or 75 votes. I mean, they're pretty smart. So it basically was a technicality. It wasn't giving up heart.
So, of course, as the story goes, FIFA re-elects Sepp Blatter. He steps down, but just out of curiosity, I mean, what kind of impact do you think Prince Ali could have made?
It's very hard to say. I do know that, like people used to say about the Rockefellers when they were running New York State and West Virginia and all over the place, too rich to steal. So maybe that would work for someone like that. I do know that that's quite a progressive modern nation, and I respect, you know, everything you read about, you know, the developments in the Middle East, that that's a country that addresses things with some rationality. So I would tend to have a little bit more, quite a bit more respect or curiosity into him. Can't say I know a whole lot about him. But the fact that Sunil Gulati, who represents the United States, and all eyes are watching what the American does, for him to, A, announce his vote, B, actually vote for Prince Ali, and then C, at the end of the vote, to go up and give the losing candidate a big hug, that was before Blatter resigned. So Sunil was really bringing it in on himself, like, hey, I did this. This is what the United States did. What pressures he had. I wrote something on my website a week or so ago that the one way that Blatter was going to go was for American sponsors, corporations like, and I mentioned Coca-Cola and Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's got a great nose for doing things the right way. I have a lot of respect for him. And all of a sudden, Coca-Cola, as a major sponsor, was being dragged down in image by FIFA. So I was going to say that the Coca-Colas of the world had to go in there and tell Blatter, your time is up, we're not giving you any more money.
Okay, so George, what's the timetable to replace Blatter?
There's a three-month waiting period. You have to notify the delegates to prepare for 3 months. So Blatter is still working, although there has been some kind of regent set up to run, to keep an eye on everything, and his name hasn't been in the papers. But Blatter basically is going to be in charge until they hold the vote, nominally in charge, and then they'll have it. But it's still 3 months out.
Hey, George Vesey has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, always one of our favorite guests. And before we close out the interview, we got a couple minutes left. Hey, talk to us about, give us a forecast on the Women's Cup, the 2015. It is rapidly approaching, and I know you're a big fan. You're excited.
I am. I covered a couple of Women's World Cups in 99 and 2003, both of them in the United States. And the 99 team was one of the great, 96
oh,
Olympics,
it was awesome.
99.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you ever see them play in person?
Not in person, but...
Okay. I mean, you as an athlete, this was the American dream team,
yeah,
every bit as much as the American basketball team in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
The number of great athletes, great personalities, charismatic, smart, there'll never be another American team. Forget about women. There'll never be another American team that could be better in any sense of winning the two championships. But the U.S. hasn't won since 1999. And I don't think that they're a dominant team now. They may win, but they're not a powerhouse. You don't look at them and say, well, they're an obvious favorite.
How deep do you think they will go?
Oh, I think they should be a semifinalist, but they're not that good. They don't have the imagination, the talent, the drive. It's not a team that you look at and say, wow. You know, like you look at the two finalists in the NBA or something, mm-hmm, and say, those teams are so deep and so many, they just don't impress you enough. Technically, they're fine. They've got Abby Wambach. They've got a couple of other nice players. Rampone is a good player, too, and older. But basically, the pack has caught up with him. Germany, France, Japan, U.S. has had some, Canada. Canada's looking for the United States.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough World Cup, and I've mentioned four teams plus the U.S., which tells me that the semifinals could be a hard drive.
Hey, what's your view? Last question now. What's your view of women's soccer here in the United States?
Well, I wish it were more popular. I wish there were more money in it for them. The evidence is that men pay to go watch sports events, women not as much. That could change, but it didn't for the first couple of versions of this pro soccer league. Basketball has improved. I mean, women are terrific in basketball. They're doing things that you couldn't imagine women doing 20 years ago on the court. You know, going up, going around people, physicality. So soccer is the same way, and men have to get used to the fact that there's not as much power, not as much speed as in the men's game, but these women, and you know what about women's soccer?
Hmm.
They don't fall down. They don't dive. I'll never understand it, why Neymar of Brazil, when he gets kicked, he goes down like he's being killed.
Mm-hmm.
When an American player like Abby Wambach gets hit, she keeps running. Right. Amazing.
Hey, George Vesey has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Again, you can go out and get a copy of his book, 8 World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and the Dark Side of Soccer, and it is a compelling read. Congratulations, George. We look forward to your next book, okay?
Anytime. Always like talking to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.